Yeah, I did. It was the start of good things. They haven't spent a lot of time together at camp, again, with some minor injuries. But I thought they played a simpler game, which made them faster and a little bit more shot-oriented game, and that's what they'll be very good at. So I'm glad that they got a little glimpse of what they can do in a certain style of game. And, to their credit, they're committed to it. You know, they're spending a lot of time talking. They're spending a lot of time together on the ice, you know, in the rink boards, in the locker room, talking about things they're trying to do. And I got lots of faith in their ability to get better.
Paul Postma, injury robbed him of a full year of development last year, but he does some stuff that, you know, not many guys can do in terms of the shot and the ability to skate. Do you have time for him? And
yeah, going back to, you know, just my experience with him last year, he was out for an awful long time, played in St. Louis, and I don't think we really in that game showed what he was capable of doing, and then kind of back out. We stayed healthy for a long time, and we were in the hunt, so he never really got a chance. But saw a different player at the end of the year last year, and I think sometimes you wait for your chance so long, it kind of pushes you past the fear of making a mistake, and you just go out and play because you haven't had your chance, and you want to. And I saw that game tonight. You know, he can get up the ice, he can make a play, and he's dangerous with that shot. So I was really happy to see his game tonight. He tested really well last year, and then he had the illness, and then tested really well again this year, and then he got injured again, and you're going, when's this guy going to get a break? Because we need to see him. See, good young puck moving defenseman that can shoot the puck. You want to give those guys an opportunity to get better.
You talked last year, at the end of last year, about your goals against, and you said that, you know, it had to be a whole team thing.
Right.
Did we see the blueprint tonight? Like 18 shots, Andre was steady, and a lot of good things that way.
Yeah, I if you take power play shots out, because we had a couple of I'm sorry, our penalty kill shots. So we had a couple of tough nights there, the Minnesota and then the Edmonton game. We're giving up quite a bit less 5-on-5, and we have to do that. It's an important part of it. But that gives your goaltender a chance. You know, he caught a bad break on the first one. It was actually a pretty nifty play down low between his feet against the grain. And then after that, we give our goalie a chance to be solid on certain nights. We'll have to ask a little bit more of him against some of the high-powered teams. But, you know, a game like that gives your goaltender a chance.
Paul, what goes through your mind when you see that kind of a hit on Enstrom? And secondly, do you have an update at all on his status?
It's as of right now, positive. So we'll wait till see how he comes back tomorrow, the rehab part of it. But it's positive right now. You just never like to see that. There's no place for it.
A lot of emphasis on your goaltending coming into this training camp.
Yeah.
You've now completed your preseason schedule. Is it where you wanted it to be right now?
Yeah, that's exactly. And I'm not overly getting excited about the numbers that we've seen or particularly concerned. We're going to look at our whole hockey team and our goaltending based on a style of game that we'll play in front. I think there's lots more offense for us in our game, and we're going to have to be real, really focused on playing well defensively, and then we'll know. And then we'll give our goalies a chance. But I'm comfortable with both of them.
Coach, the reaction to the Enstrom hit and your group and the way they reacted to it, what did you feel about that?
We felt it last year coming in, a pretty close group of guys. No, every team's going to react, I think, for the most part that way. It's a good position sometimes to be behind the bench. I have to be careful what I say here. This is just one of those dangerous ones. And it's exhibition, so I'm happy that Toby's safe and healthy.